This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a three-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. High school basketball. Navarro senior Tegan Harbuth led Lady Panther girls basketball All-District 26-4A honors with a first-team selection as the All-District team was announced this week. Harbuth led the Lady Panthers in points, rebounds, assists, and steals per game in the 2024-25 season. Seniors Maddie Gilliam and Izzy Geipel landed on the All-District second team, while sophomore Allison Antista, junior Jill Baker, and senior Sarah Fahler earned spots on the honorable mention list. The list of Navarro Academic All-District honorees can be found on our website, SeguinToday.com. Navarro won 26 games overall under head coach Darryl Harbuth in his 27th and final season. Harbuth, the father of senior Tegan Harbuth, led Navarro to the regional finals for the third time in his career at Navarro, where the Lady Panthers fell to Cuero last week. Harbuth amassed 637 wins in his career and led the Lady Panthers to the playoffs 25 times, with 13 appearances in the third round of the playoffs and a state semifinal appearance in 2014. High school baseball area teams are playing in tournaments through Saturday. The Seguin Matadors are in Friendswood, just southeast of Houston, for the Clear Creek ISD baseball tournament. The Navarro Panthers are at the Floresville tournament, and the Marion Bulldogs are playing in the Southwest Legacy Baseball Tournament. Softball tournaments, the Marion Lady Bulldogs are playing in the Blanco Tournament. The Navarro Lady Panthers are at the Weimer Tournament. And the Seguin Lady Matador softball team is hosting the second Seguin softball tournament at the fields at Huber Ranch. And finally, high school powerlifting. The Seguin High School women's powerlifting team finished 18th at the Class 5A Region 5 Girls Regional Meet on Wednesday at the Burt Ogden Arena in Edinburgh. Top performers for the Lady Matadors were Michaela Sanchez, who placed 6th in the 114-pound weight division. Presley Just was 7th in the 105-pound division. Brianna R.C. finished 7th in the 181-pound weight class. And Deanna Priestley placed 9th in the 220-pound class. R.C. and Priestley will compete at the state meet. Meanwhile, the Marion Lady Bulldog powerlifting team finished 12th overall in their regional at the Burt Ogden Arena on Tuesday. Alayla Gonzalez finished 11th in the 148-pound class. Andrea Saldivar earned a 4th-place finish in the 220-pound division. And Amanda Saldivar earned a silver medal and qualified for the state meet in the 242-plus-pound weight class. And the Navarro Lady Panthers placed 5th in the Class 4A division on Tuesday. Top Lady Panther performers were Emily Sanchez, who placed 3rd in the 242-plus-pound weight class. Sloan Waycaster placed 2nd in the 198-pound division. And Aiden Choppa finished 2nd in the 114-pound class. The Texas High School Women's Powerlifting Association state meet will be held back down in Edinburgh March 12th through the 15th. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.